I never see competition unless it was me by myself or nobody. Or the fuck nigga try to compare me to someone else. Nigga got a shit from their mommy. I was fucking hoes early morning. She just wanna out your back and record it. Crush a pill down, you a fiend, go snort it. And then niggas get ahead for a moment. Fuck coming in smooth, I don't fuck with you niggas. Fuck with my opposition, see the fake within you. Just cut you off, I got nothing to say. I'm out on Kelly with my fucking shins. I'm staying humble, won't fuck for a dime, but can fumble the aim. I keep the Glock on my hip, so we robbing the club for a brick in this chain. I was starving and I'm still hungry, so you best better duck when I ain't playing my cards right. No chances of you making it out of here. I was broke almost this year, but the way I came up from the bottom is rare. Bitches is shit, but we don't get too comfortable. I'm the one that they fear. Yeah, so think for a second, don't play with your ball when you rocking no glove and you bad. Man, I'm on hate. I got that bitch coming through with her friends. She a top 10, never scared. She went above me like she was a fan. Quit it to the nigga real quick. I don't pay mind to the shit they do. I was on a block with a gang on the move. Sesame Street had my kids on the booze. Hey, fucking while I catch her, she went a minute, get laid on the bed in the world. They want me 6 feet down in the coffin. They didn't know they were scary when they standing. I've been on some new shit. Niggas ain't what I'm on, they be clueless. I really try to realize, but I can't. I'm tied up. She got two of my hands tied up. Let Julian, what you make now? Now they turn up on my phone, trying to get down. We were shopping outside of the penthouse. Niggas cat for the gram, they don't remember that shit. What's up? You always telling me duck in the static. Better go crazy, bro, we going at it. I got that grip on me, it's automatic. I see some people playing, no.
Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Man, it's funny when you're switching, you know, you're just scrolling through socials and shit, and you know, you're on IG and you find somebody posts a song that's a real dope vibe. So I found this young man, J-Star, two Y's, J-A-Y-Y. Star, nigga, you know what it is, on SoundCloud, and his socials are Real Wainelli on IG, Real Wainelli. I hope I'm saying his name right. If not, man, my bad. I just fuck with the song. So, man, you know, just go give him a shout. You know, give him a look, give him a follow, you know, listen to his music on SoundCloud and shit, you know, support young men out here. I hope everybody's doing well. Yeah, man. It's been a while since I touched on the subject that I'm going to speak on today. And the song that I just played, like the beat really, had me very introspective lately, because I've been playing this song for a week now. So, and like I said, man, like, you know, men need to support men. You know, like the female community, they really support each other mentally and in their time of need, in the time of despair, when women are feeling down, they have a support group that comes together, and you know, they have that sisterhood. And I feel that as men, we don't have that, and I think we need to normalize that. I think we need to put that more in the forefront, because yeah, man, it's hard out here. And, you know, it's going to sound a whole lot of wah, 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 Joe. Like, oh, well, toughen up, buttercup. All that shit, right? But at the same time, it's like, well, you're not in tune with your emotions, Joe. So which one is it? Like, am I supposed to toughen up, or am I supposed to be in tune with my emotions? So, as I always do, I'm going to talk about mental health. And in this case, specifically, I'm going to talk about men's mental health, because I feel that there's not a spotlight put onto it because of the stigma that a again, that men aren't supposed to be depressed, or men aren't supposed to feel vulnerable. And just growing up, like, you know, I'm from a certain generation where, you know, guys, we're supposed to fucking bottle everything in, and we're not supposed to be weak, for lack of a better word. Like, we're not supposed to be weak. We're not supposed to show a chink in the armor. We're supposed to be the protectors. We're supposed to be there to stay stoic in the face of stress and adversity or confrontation and everything. So, you know, I don't understand why men's mental health isn't taken seriously. And it's not that I'm going out on a limb and saying that, oh no, nobody really cares about men's mental health. You can see it. You can see it. You're disregarded as, oh, he's sassy. A man's not supposed to feel that's sassy. A man is not supposed to cry. A man's not supposed to have a mental breakdown. I was in a relationship years ago where I couldn't be that. And it really took away from how close I could be with that person, and how honest I can be with that person. So you start hiding shit because you're supposed to be tough. You're supposed to, you know, not show your emotions. You're supposed to keep it bottled in. So again, like I think men's mental health isn't taken seriously, and then, you know, like, you know, we have, you know, and like, again, like the generation that I grew up in, there's a lot of negative views on depression. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, you don't have enough things to do. Again, you're sassy. You're white. That being depressed is a feminine trait. Why are you acting like a bitch, Joe? Like, men are more likely to believe people with mental illness are dangerous or they're weak. Like, it's a self stigmatization that prevent men from seeking help. Like, I personally don't know men that have gone to therapy. And I'm telling you, like, I've said, I'm gonna go to the therapist. I'm gonna go here. I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna seek help, and I'm gonna find out what's wrong with me. But I have yet to do it because it's still a foreign idea to me. It's a foreign concept for me to seek mental health help. And like, and you know, and I'm thinking like this as an adult, as a 40-year-old man. So imagine back in high school, imagine back in college, where you're faced with all these obstacles inside within your life, and you don't have the emotional intelligence to deal with them alone. Now, let's say you grow up in a culture that prevents you from getting help or from seeking help. Imagine growing up like that. Imagine living life like that as a person in your teens, as a boy in your teens, as a boy in your 20s. Because let's not get it fucked up. In your early 20s to your mid-20s, you're still a boy. You're still fucking growing. You don't know what the world is yet. It's not until you get older, until you hit your 30s. And, you know, I'm just recently 40. And now I'm kind of figuring it out. But as a young man, you know, you don't know how to deal with it in an intelligent way. You don't know where to turn or who to ask, or like, you ever had, like, especially in your teens or your 20s. Like, I don't know about the new generation, and I hope it changes for this new generation, because I believe the world and society is changing for the better in that aspect. But imagine 20 years ago. Imagine. Do you turn to your boy and you go, yo, my nigga, you ever just cry at night for no apparent reason? And your boy goes, nigga, get out of here with that gay shit. I'm like, yeah, me neither, yo. Me neither. So what do we do? So what do we do as young men? We self-medicate. We use drugs. We consume alcohol. We womanize in order to suppress these feelings. I've done it. I'm speaking from experience. I am speaking from experience, and this is how I know. A couple of episodes ago, I talked about how I almost self-transitioned because I didn't have the emotional intelligence. I didn't know who to talk to, where to turn. This information isn't readily available, especially in the Black and Brown community. And now, excuse me. And now the older you get, you don't know what the fuck to, you don't know what to do. Now you're just stuck in your ways. Every time you get into an argument, you shut down. And you just suppress everything. Because the person that you're sharing your life with may not understand you. Like, one in 10 men experience depression or anxiety. And less than half of that receive treatment. Now, you take those stats and then you multiply it by 4. And that's how many more men than women die per year by suicide. Because our depression is different from female depression. I'm going to series this one out because it's been on my mind for a while. This episode is going to be serious because I really need to talk to y'all. But most importantly, I need to speak to my female audience. I need you to understand that your man goes through shit. Your son goes through shit. Your brother goes through shit. Your father, your uncle, the men in your life are going through things, and sometimes they're going through it alone. it's just fucked up, man. And like, and men in your life, understand, men in your life, their depression is different from your depression. My depression is different from your depression. And you can see it, and you can see it, and you go, well, that's a fucking red flag. Oh my God, this motherfucker is always snapping at something. Oh my God, you always look annoyed. Yes. Yes. Because that's what depression looks like in men. Anger. Irritability. Aggression. This is what it's like to be a man who can't openly talk about his feelings. If your man can't sleep at night, that's not because, oh, he just doesn't want to lay down next to me. That's been said to me. That's been fucking said to my face. What's wrong with me that you don't want to sleep next to me? I'm like, yo, it's not you. It's, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I feel restless. Another, you know, and there's more shit. It's like, if a man is like, yo, I don't really give a fuck about work no more, bro. Or, hey, you want to go watch the game? Nah, yo, I'm good. Nah, but the Jets are playing. Nah, I'm straight. Hey, you want to go to this person's house? Nah, I just want to stay home. But then it gets turned on us in a way of, yo, you never want to do shit anymore. You never take me out. You never call me pretty. You never call me this. You never buy me this. You never take me there. And then you go, all right, cool, let's go. Nah, I don't want to force you. And that's the shit. In lies the selfishness of the female portion of the species. And yes, ladies, I'm calling you fucking selfish. Because you're not listening to us. You're not listening to us. You talk about all these fucking love languages that we got to fucking learn about, y'all. But yet, you don't know ours. And you might not care what ours is as long as yours is being met. And that's what makes y'all selfish. It's not your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm not saying that you're doing it on purpose, because that's fucking malicious. That comes with malice that you're like, you know what? I don't really give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care how this nigga feels. I had a rough day. So what? Me too. Shit like that. So sometimes if we're not, like, if we look like we're not interested, we still are. But damn, yo, there's other things going on in our lives. And then I definitely get annoyed when I'm not being listened to, or I feel like I'm not being listened to. And that's is unfortunate. Many men are out there, and you see it. You see it every time. Yo, how it took you, and it manifests itself in different shit. This conversation has been had many a time in relationships. Yo, so you got out of work at 5, but you got here at 5:40. It usually takes you 20 minutes to get to work, and there was no traffic. What were you doing for those extra 20 minutes? Now, it's cute when a woman gets jealous or whatever. It's cute. What are you going to do? But sometimes we take an extra 20-minute drive to have a buffer between work and y'all. Or just work and home. And I understand, ladies, you guys need a break too. You guys need a buffer too. You women openly say, well, I don't have any fucking help. And I go to work and then I come home to the kids and to my man and I cook and I clean and blah, blah, blah. I'm not discounting that. I am not taking that away from you. I completely understand you. My mother was a single mother as well, and I'm just now realizing all the shit that she went through. But at the same time, I'm coming home. And I don't talk about my problems because you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to fucking hear it. And we love y'all, man. Like, I'm telling you, we love y'all. But sometimes you get on our fucking nerves and we can't tell y'all. It reminds me of a conversation with Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin. And I'm trying to find the clip. I'm trying to find the clip that kind of... Here we go. Let's see. Here we go. So listen to this.
Of course you can lie to me. And you will. If you love me and you're going off with Maddie someplace, you're lying to me. Because what the hell do I care about the truth? I care if you're there. What Billie Holiday say, hush now, don't explain.
All right, I accept that.
Of course. Of course you lie to me. Because I don't even want to care. What does the truth matter? And why are you going to be truthful with me when you lie to everybody else? You lied when you smiled at that cracker down the job, right? Lie to me, smile. Treat me the same way you would treat him.
I can't treat you the way I treat him.
You must. Because I've caught the frowns and the anger. He's happy with you. Of course he doesn't know you're unhappy. You grin at him all day long. You come home and I catch hell. Because I love you, I get least of you. I get the very minimum. And I'm saying, you know, fake it with me. Is that too much of the black woman to ask of the black man?
So, essentially what she's saying is like, yo, you come home and you're angry. You come home and you don't smile. And you come home and it's just frustration and you take your day out on me. And she goes, lie to me. Lie to me like you lied to your boss. Your boss is happy with you because all you do is smile all fucking day and you do your job and you come home. And she says, I get the least of you. Because he doesn't smile when he comes home. Now, my counter to that, and believe me, if you want to watch that whole conversation, it's like an hour and a half, is Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin. It's called The Conversation. It's on YouTube. It's in entirety. So I suggest you watch that clip. You watch that show. And it's from the 70s or the 80s, I believe. But now, You think because I'm not smiling and you think because I'm not fucking soft shoeing for you that you're getting the least of me. Yes, my boss doesn't know I'm unhappy because I lie to that motherfucker all day. I can't lie to you. I don't want to lie to you. I'm supposed to be at my full self with you. I'm supposed to be who I really am to you and for you. Now you want me to lie to you to make you happy. Now you're asking me to closet away a part of me for your benefit. And I can't do that. I can't do that anymore with a person that I love and that I care for and I respect and I'm sharing my life with. I can't do it and I won't fucking do it. And if you want me to do it, if you want your man to do it, if you want your brother to do it, if you want your father to do it, your uncle to do it, then you're getting the least of them. Don't think that men are just out here living life like fucking, like everything's daffodils. We deal with things. We deal with frustrations. We deal with aggression. We get shit talked about us and to us, and people step to us, and they and we got to eat it. And I can't tell you about my day. I can't, like, I get it. If that's all I talk about, then yeah, it's just me fucking taking everything out on you. But am I expected, or are we expected to just not talk about it? And even if it's affecting our mental health, so we don't have to talk about it again. You know, women have your friend groups, your sisterhoods, you know, of the traveling plants or whatever the fuck. And ladies, you're dating a person that can't talk to his friends. You're dating a guy, or you're married to a guy that can't talk to his brothers or his cousins about. Like, there's things that he can't fucking discuss. So what I want y'all to do, and just like what you ask of us, what you desire from us, what you require from us, is to keep an open mind. Like, you know what? Maybe this nigga is having a bad day. Let me make him a drink. Let me just leave him alone for 20 minutes. Let this motherfucker be quiet for a while. Keep an open mind. Because he might be going through things that he can't tell you about. And educate yourself. Educate yourself in the signs of depression, of anxiety. Well, yo, he's been angry lately. Hey, babe, what's going on? I've noticed that you're angry. And then don't accuse him of being angry. Say, I've noticed that you've been angry. disarm him. Don't put him on the defense, because now you're adding to it. Disarm him. Hey, is everything okay? And he'll go, nah, man, I'm good. No, I'm straight. Then that's when you persist. Like, I know you think you want me to feel like everything's okay, but I care about you. And I've noticed that you're a little bit more angry now. And if there's anything I can do to help you with it, please let me know. Now, a lot of women, not all, a lot of women say, well, he should already know how to deal with his shit before he gets to me. Remember what I was saying? Only healed seals the deal. So, but I'm trying to find the right words without fucking being an asshole. Like, I understand that you don't want to be this guy's mom. You don't want to be his babysitter, and you don't have to. You don't have to be. You don't. He has a mom for that. He has, you know, sisters and female cousins for that. He doesn't need you to act like his babysitter. Wipe his nose, fucking clean his eyes with a Kleenex and shit. He just needs you to fucking understand. I just need you to understand that I'm having a rough time. And we don't want to take it out on you. We don't. But if we spaz out at work, we lose our fucking job. We take it out in fucking traffic, it's road rage, get arrested, whatever, you get a ticket, whatever. My home is my sanctuary. Is where I am, where I can be my stripped down self. Now, I live alone. And I have lived with people in the past where I couldn't be 100% Joe. 70-80 will be the ratio. Now I'm hiding shit. And there you go. What I wanted from them was understanding. I just wanted to be understood. I wanted to be heard. Like I heard them. Like I encouraged them. It's just... So, my personality trait, if you wanted to put a category or a tag on it or a label on it, is I like to help people. I really do. I like to listen to people, and I like to offer my advice or my opinion. Because why else are you talking to me? You want insight. I hope, you know, some people just want you to just sit there and let them be in the moment and let them be in their feelings. But I can't do that. Like me, I can't just sit idly by while a person cries. Because I understand it. Like I understand where that is. Like, but at the same time, it's like, I need to, like, for example, like in the past, I've cried, I've broken down, and then they're like, okay, cry, let it out, feel it, but have a plan after it. Don't break down. So what I try to do is I try to be very understanding for how a person feels. I like to validate their person. But at the same time, I like to give them advice. I've had a lot of experiences in my life. So a lot of my help is allegorical. I give my experiences in that time of, you know, when a person's breaking down in front of me, because I want them to understand that that's why hey, I've been there. Once upon a time, this happened. A lot of people get mad. They're like, why the fuck, the females will go like, why the fuck are you comparing your life to mine? I am not. I'm just trying to illustrate that I understand you. Men aren't granted that grace by anybody. We're not loved unconditionally. Chris Rock said it famously. Women, babies, and dogs are loved unconditionally. Our love, the love that we are given, it comes with conditions. Comes with terms and fucking conditions. And it's not necessarily just monetized. That's not, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that my love, sometimes love is fucking material. But the love that I've received in life by the people, and I'm being fucking dead honest, if people want to get fucking upset with me, fucking see me. You have my fucking number. You know where the fuck I live. You can come fucking see me personally. The love I have received from the women that have loved me in the fucking past came with fucking conditions. The condition that not only do I provide a certain fucking monetary value, but obviously with partners, shit comes like that. But for the simple fact that one of the conditions is you gotta be strong all the time. You gotta take all the disrespect. You gotta take all the aggression. You gotta take all that anxiety and depression that you fucking feel every fucking day, and you gotta bottle it the fuck in. That's the fucking condition. Real men don't fucking feel feelings. Real men get to business. We get to fucking work. We fucking put it down. And we put it down deep in the fucking cellar, and then we go out into the fucking world. Those are the conditions. That's the condition that I received. Another condition is, how good can you make me feel? Inflate my ego. How can I do that? How can I do that when I can't do it for myself? And that's the fucking question. How the fuck do women expect men? How do you expect us to make you happy when we can't do it for our fucking selves? Explain that shit to me. I need you to help me understand that. Especially in this new generation of women. Who, admittingly, I don't cook. I don't clean. But I'll show you how I got this ring. You don't do anything that a man fucking requires on a daily fucking basis from his fucking partner. Sex? I can pay a bitch to fuck me. Eat? I cook for my fucking self. I order out. Clean? My mom taught me how to fucking clean since I could start a walk. What do you offer me? If you're not offering me peace, if you don't offer us peace, we will find it somewhere else. I am being fucking honest with you, all you bitches out there. We will find peace wherever it is available. Why do men go to strip clubs? Because that bitch is giving me peace. I'm self-medicating with her. And I don't want to self-medicate. What I want is I want someone to fucking listen to me. And if I have to pay someone to do that shit, then that's what the fuck I got to do. Because I sure as fuck can't go home and do that shit with you. My brother's an asshole. My uncle's an asshole. My father's an asshole. This motherfucker over here, they're dealing with shit. Do you not fucking understand it yet? They are dealing with shit. My son, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? All he does is this, and all he does is that. Have you spoken to him? Have you allowed him to open up to you? Instead of fucking yelling at him, instead of fucking berating him, calling him a fucking loser, doing all this shit, calling him fucking names, and degrading that man, and degrading him on a daily fucking basis. And what the fuck does he do? He disrespects you. It's not in a real man, it's not in our repertoire to disrespect women. But if you don't give us respect, if you don't give us the fucking space to be who we are, how do you expect it in return? How do you expect it? How do you fucking look us in the face with the seriousness of the fucking Gettysburg Address? Do you fucking look us in the face and you go, you don't open up to me? I feel like you're hiding something. Yes, I'm hiding a 20% of me, 30% of me that I can't fucking show you, or you'll look at me different. Do you not fucking, am I fucking going around in circles with this shit? Let us be us. And offer some fucking help. Yes, we should be going to fucking therapy. I should be going to fucking therapy. However, I got a fucking podcast. Same thing. I told you I was going to series this shit out. I know. I'm just saying, man, like, yo, you ladies and guys, man, fucking, we got to do better for ourselves. We have to do better for ourselves. We have to go pay attention to our mental health. We have to be open and honest, regardless of how people fucking look at us at the end. We have to be, man. Because, I don't know, man. You can't call yourself righteous. You can't call yourself upfront and honest if you're fucking lying about 20% of yourself. That felt good. Next week, I'm going to be talking about Halloween. Ooh, spooky. But today, I really needed to let that out. Hey, How about them Yankees? I know. It got awkward. Anyway, if you feel a certain type of way, you know where to fucking find me. This has been another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.